And welcome back to Snooze You Lose. This is a podcast about some strange, weird, wacky, messed up, gross, and questionable news stories from around the world, past and present. Some really fucked up shit. And I believe we have a great show for you today, because I said so, that's why. Just keep listening, thanks for tuning in. If you're a returning listener, you know how the fucking drill goes. I bring you some really fucked up shit. You listen to it, you like it, you should let me know if you liked it. Reach out to me, I'll give you more information at the end of the show. If you're a new listener, thanks for checking it out. All right, so, and stick around, come back, you know, all the good stuff. I want to give you guys a clip. I like to give you clips off of YouTube sometimes, a little more exciting than my voice. I like people that get a little bit angry sometimes, some funny people. So this guy, let's give you a little bit of background here. This guy's name is Fed Smoker, and he posts videos on YouTube, has his own channel. He really has a beef with authority, whether that be security guards, police officers, probably soldiers. I don't fucking know, but well, we can find out because he's got quite a few videos online. Let me just get you caught up here to the first one. You know what? Yeah, like I said, he's got a problem with authority. So let's get to the first video here. And let's see what happens.
What is this place anyways? What is this place?
You don't need to film me.
Oh, I'm doing a documentary. Listen here.
I don't care. I don't want to be.
This filmed. Is America, you dumb son of a bitch, okay?
You dumb son of a bitch. I'm a private person, and I don't want to be
fucking
filmed.
Just taking them on. Stupid fuck. I can ask you anything I want.
And I can tell you no anytime I want.
You're a fucking baby raper on your face, okay, cocksucker?
You want a baby raper? You're the one who looks like a baby raper.
Baby raper,
would you escape from jail?
What's up there, Chomo? Listen here. What do you guys, how do you get a job here, there, fuckface?
Well, not by talking like that.
Well, you know what? You're fired, bud.
No, okay? I'm not.
You're talking to me. I'm a fucking American, you fuck.
Come on,
you're the one touching my camera through the fence, you faggot. I'm going to talk to the sheriff's department about you, buddy, okay?
Go get him. Go get him.
And I'm going to see.
Go get him.
Well, they're going to watch it on the internet.
Go get him.
Well, how do you get a job here?
Not by talking like you. Not by talking like you.
Like what? You guys are the ones all scared of the camera. Look at you.
I was just looking for trouble.
You know what? You're fired, okay? You didn't follow proto.
You're
what do you
fired,
how do you get a job here?
You know what protocol is?
Yeah. I take cops' badges all the time doing it. You know who you're talking to? A retired double agent there, you fucking retard.
To a man who's lost.
You're talking to a man that just ruined your fucking life, okay?
You lost from the insane asylum, buddy.
You just lost your life, okay, as far as your job goes.
You threatened my life?
No, I told teach you job.
You threatened my fucking life?
Job, bitch.
That's not what you said, asshole.
Well, we're changing it to job.
Mad
you're
now.
Taking it out of context there. What's your name, anyways?
What's yours?
Peterson Connell. Yeah. You've just ruined your life.
That's a lie.
You want to see my ID?
No, I don't want to see your ID.
How do you get a job?
Security
there?
Guard looks like a school
Why
teacher.
Would you want to know?
Because I work all the time, all the country.
Oh yeah, I can tell.
I wear these little wire things.
See these
wire?
Not you clean clothes.
You just got your job there, buddy. It's baby raper on your face clothes, okay? Okay. Ta ta there, retard. You didn't follow proto, buddy. You're done. Oh, you don't have no authority over me, bitch. Take it easy, fuckhead.
Fed Smoker.
Let's go.
Jesus, dude.
What's that? You don't have nothing for me, buddy. Come on back. Enjoy your life on the unemployment line there, okay? Fucking asshole.
Oh, wow. And Fed Smoker, you are a fucking, I don't know, instigator. So he went up, tell you about the video a little bit more. So he went up to a fence, of course. The fence is stopped, blah, blah, blah. There's like a station there for security guards. Security guards by himself. And Fed Smoker just starts harassing him, calling him baby raper and shit. But then security guard called him a baby raper. And it was like a chain link fence. And all the security guards was kind of like flailing his fucking fingers at trying to touch the guy's camera. And of course, they had some words that you guys just heard. And yeah, Fed Smoker, he's quite the fucking mouthpiece. I'll tell you a little bit more about Fed Smoker and what ended up happening to him. But we'll do one more video of Fed Smoker. So basically, Fed Smoker, once again. Oh, and just like you, Fed Smoker kind of looks like this hillbilly type, you know. He just fucking, you know, he's always smoking a fucking cigarette. scruffy face, a little bit overweight type looking. And you can hear his voice, just a total fucking instigator, right? He's just like, oh, I can record you, motherfucker. This is America. I can do this. I can do that. So this time, he's apparently at a rest stop to the side of the road. Looks like there's a washroom there or something. He's just hanging out with his dog. And then this guy gets out of his truck and he's like a farmer. He's got like the fucking caterpillar fucking hat on. You know, he's got like new clothes on. He kind of looks like he's a rich farmer or something. Maybe he fucking sells farm equipment or something. But he pokes Fed Smoker the wrong way and the two exchange some words. Let's check it out.
What's the question, retard?
You know, you don't have to go in anger.
I don't even want to talk to you. Why don't you get the fuck away from me?
Your dog's drinking.
The dog's sitting there not doing a fucking thing, retard, except drinking his fucking water and eating.
Hey,
you want me to call him for you, motherfucker?
Let's call the police.
Call him up, buddy.
Fed Smoker's fucking egging him on now.
Stupid as shit.
Recording the poor guy. Hiding behind his red truck.
Right here, and he ain't bothering a fucking soul, okay, buddy? Well, then what the fuck are you talking to me for?
I asked you, why did you tell that gentleman to not walk in?
Because his dog's about a half foot tall, and I didn't want this dog to step on it, okay? Okay? Don't even talk to me again, dude. Okay?
You hope I don't.
Oh, yeah, don't you threaten me, you bitch. Don't you ever threaten me.
Call the old man a bitch.
In prison, you dumb motherfucker. Okay? Why don't you ask him about that, cocksucker? Why don't you just get the fuck... You know, I'm going to call him, okay?
He's on the phone. He's pretty didn't be on his phone or something.
Here.
I don't know.
I bet you don't stick around until they get here. I bet you don't. Huh? I bet you don't stick around.
You need to go to prison, you dumb fucker.
That smoker's in his car, just smoking away. Recording the guy. Oh, Fed Smoker's about to get out of his car now. Uh-oh. The old guy's talking to someone else in the car. Fed Smoker gets out. Oh. Looks at his dog. Yeah, his dog's chained up to the tree. Mind his own business.
Call him? Let's get him down here, buddy. You're a fine example of taxpayers' dollars at waste there, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Bud.
poor doggy. He did nothing.
Bud.
All right, and that was Fed Smoker. So there you go. Introduce you to him. By the way, he was also featured on a Dr. Drew After Dark podcast, which I really enjoy. And Dr. Drew said one time he was watching one of his videos and said, I don't think this is going to end well for Fed Smoker. And then like within a week later or something, let's just say Fed Smoker is no longer with us anymore, folks. He was found face down dead on the side of the fucking road. So yeah, I think Fed Smoker egged too many people on and somebody took him out. Or somebody in law enforcement said, enough of this motherfucker. And I don't know this for sure. This is just, oh yeah, stipulation, whatever. Let's get on with the show though. Well, the show's already started. Hopefully you're still sticking around. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. But that's it for Fed Smoker for now. But I'm going to bring you the next story here. Okay, let's see. A woman throws feces at her landlord. Okay, so a lot of you out there, my listeners, maybe you have rented before, maybe you haven't, but if you have rented before, there is probably a good chance that you've had maybe a shitty landlord. The shitty landlord could be anything from they don't come and do repairs, They don't clean the sidewalk. They don't do anything you fucking ask them for. Maybe they bitch for rent too much. If you're late paying it, well, then you shouldn't be late paying for fucking rent. Get your shit together, pay it. But yeah, sometimes your landlord's a useless piece of shit. Anyways, got on the story here. Speaking of piece of shit, this is from HuffingtonPost.ca. A Florida woman is accused of throwing a bucket of feces at the landlord. A Florida woman has been arrested for a very foul reason, allegedly throwing human feces at her landlord. Volusia County Sheriff's Department Deputies arrested 59-year-old Joanne McCater of Austin on Saturday evening and charged her with battery on a person 65 or older. The victim told officers she had agreed to meet McCater at her home to check on broken items within the residence. However, when she knocked on Mercator's trailer home, there was no response. What happened next will forever stain the memory of anyone who has read the charging affidavit obtained by the smoking gun. When the woman opened the trailer door, she was met with a bucket full of human feces being thrown into her face. How fucking disgusting is that? Oh, man. If someone's deserving of it, I guess that's fucking really funny, hilarious. Still disgusting, but... the officer said the victim was dripping in poop while Mercator's face was caked with dry feces. So basically, she got the splashback. The bitch that fucking threw the bucket of feces at the landlord got the splashback, the dried feces on her face. She didn't wipe it off, but there was the evidence. Probably enough for the police. We can figure this out. We know how blood splatters and shit works, and shit splatters too, apparently. At first, Mercator claimed she was the victim, that the landlord was the one who tossed the bucket of shit as a mention of eviction, according to the Miami Herald. My landlord just broke into my house and assaulted me, Mercator said, according to the officer's body cam footage. But unlike the feces, Mercator's stories didn't stick. She eventually told officers she had intended to toss a bucket of water on the landlord, but she got confused and threw the feces bucket instead, according to the Associated Press. Oh, so instead of the bucket of water, you got confused and grabbed the bucket of shit. So why do you have a bucket of shit just sitting around in your house? What the fuck? Is that her plumbing? I don't know. Maybe that's what it was. She was in a trailer park home as well, too. Maybe it didn't have fucking water and sewer, so she had to crap in a bucket. So, yeah, I could see that happening, but still not fucking happening. You sound like you did it on purpose. However, the incident report fails to note while Mercator had a bucket of poop in her home in the first place, just as I speculated. Who fucking knows? Seems really weird to me. The responding, she took one just steamy fucking hot shit before their landlord came over. She was just so disgusted with the landlord and had enough. Just seemed like good timing. Okay, fuck it, I'm just gonna shit in this bucket. She comes in, I've had enough, I'm gonna throw it in her face. The responding officer summed up the situation perfectly to his supervisor. It's a really crappy situation, the deputy said, according to the Associated Press. The supervisor paused and replied, yeah, do the right thing. And she was released from jail, blah, blah, blah. She's doing court and she's not to have no more contact with the landlord. So the landlord's not going to be doing anything for her anymore. And yes, she probably did get her ass evicted. Yes, it is a shitty situation. Hope nobody ever throws a bucket of feces on me. Holy fuck. And I would never think to do that to anybody. But... yeah, if you're really mad, I guess, and you got a beef to pick with somebody, and you do that, well, that's what happens. All right, let's get to the next story here. The next story is from HuffingtonPost.com. Oh, wow. Yeah, I thought they said turtles were slow. I'm just reading this headline here. Apparently... this headline says, there's a 100-year-old tortoise sex god retires after making 800 species-saving babies. Wow. The sex god. The tortoise sex god. 800 babies. Let's get to this story here. Holy shit. A 100-year-old Galapagos giant tortoise is retiring after helping to save his endangered species by serving some 800 babies. He's responsible for 800 turtle babies. Holy fuck. At one point, Diego was one of the last two males on the Española island of the Galapagos. However, since a captive breeding program began nearly half a century ago with the last dozen females of the species, some 2,000 tortoises have been brought back to the island. Diego is the father of 800 of them, or some 40% of the total. Wow. There's a picture of him and he's showing off his winning smile in 2016. Oh, Diego. I should put him up on the Instagram page. So you guys can check it out on the Instagram page, Snooze You Lose Podcast. Follow me. Oh, Diego. This smile the tortoise has on his face, it just says it all. It says, yeah, this motherfucker's getting laid, and he's getting laid a lot. 800 babies. I'll read more here, but like, what the fuck, man? Do they have like litters? So they have litters, like 6-7 turtles pop out. They're pretty fucking small, I think, when they come out. I'm not sure how that works, but that would be help speed up the rate. I thought they were slow though. Or do they like get fast when they're having sex? Or is it just like the one shot in and out? And it just takes like half the fucking day to do. Diego isn't even the most prolific of his kind. According to the New York Times, another tortoise named E5 is responsible for the other 60% of the babies. Wow, Jesus Christ. A third male tortoise was later brought into the program and sired none. What? He wasn't getting any fucking tortoise sex? Jesus Christ. That's not good. Poor guy. Or maybe he was shooting blanks. Who knows? Diego, who's previously spent 30 years at the San Diego Zoo, is currently in quarantine and will be released back into Española. He contributed a large percentage to the lineage. That was blah, blah, blah. Anyways, this motherfucker had a lot of sex, made a lot of babies, and he is known as the Tortoise God. And what was his name again? Diego. Wow. Good for you, man. You go, motherfucker. Like I said, was it fast? Was it slow? I don't fucking know. All he had was 800 babies over like 30 years or something. Like I forgot already. Jesus Christ. At least what I read, you think I'd be able to remember. All right. So let's get to... Oh, Mr. Peanut. Did you guys know Mr. Peanut has died, motherfuckers? He has. If you don't know this, Mr. Peanut has died. Yes, it's true. Twitter was having a field day, of course. Mr. Peanut, this is from HuffingtonPost.ca. Mr. Peanut apparently died, and everyone thinks he's in hell. Bartholomew Richard Fitzgerald Smith, the infamous legume traitor, known more commonly as Mr. Peanut, was murdered by a marketing team on Wednesday. He was 104 years old. That's not what Planters, one of the nation's largest snack brands, and the late Mr. Peanut's employer would have you believe. It is with heavy hearts that we confirm Mr. Peanut has died at 104. The Twitter account called the estate of Mr. Peanut, formerly Mr. Peanut, tweeted Wednesday, in the ultimate selfless act, he sacrificed himself to save his friends when they needed him the most. Please pay your respects with hashtag rest in peace, Peanut. The estate of Mr. Peanut, aka Peter's PR team, also uploaded a very distasteful video of Mr. Peanut's death on its YouTube page. Mr. Peanut is shown driving his Nutmobile, the Nutmobile, with celebrity pals Wesley Snipes and Matt Walsh. Veep, whatever the fuck. When Mr. Peanut is forced to quickly swerve to dodge an armadillo, as a result, the Nutmobile flies off the side of the cliff, and Mr. Peanut, Snipes, and Walsh narrowly survive by clinging to a branch after being ejected from the vehicle. When the branch begins to break from the tree, the three friends' combined weight, Mr. Peanut sacrifices himself and lets go so the other two can survive. And here we have a video of it here. Let's see. Or a clip. You guys can't fucking see it, but you can hear it. Good tune. Uh-oh. They're swerving. They're in the Nutmobile. Oh, they just flew out. They're heading for the branch. They're hanging onto the branch. Matt, Mr. Peanut's at the end.
Hey, Mr. Peanut, no, you don't. Don't do it, Mr. Peanut.
No. No, Mr. Peanut, he's fallen into the Nutmobile. And it explodes. Mr. Peanut is dead. No, 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 no. And, just so to let you guys know, apparently, Mr. Peanut died. But now there's baby Peanut. So Mr. Peanut's been reborn. So now it's baby Peanut. I wonder what gender baby Peanut is. Is that why we got rid of Mr. Peanut? Did people get offended? Oh my god, it's Mr. Peanut. It's not Mrs. Peanut. And maybe how does a peanut know its gender? Oh my god. Let's have baby Peanut gender neutral. I don't know for sure if that's what it is, but that's probably nowadays what it is. All right, so let's get to the next story here. Rest in peace, Mr. Peanut. Give many years of service. Many years of service to putting nuts into our mouth. Salty nuts, dry nuts, all kinds of nuts. Flavored nuts. Yeah, gross nuts, big nuts, small nuts, tall nuts. All right, so let's get to the next story here. And the next story is going to be... Oh, this is a fun one, folks. This is a fun one. Not so much as fun as probably a little bit sick in the head. Crazy or something like that. But yeah, apparently there is a woman and she will drink pee. Yes. She'll drink pee. Now her own pee. People have heard of that. Maybe people have heard about people putting pee on their face before to clear up acne. Maybe you've also heard about the lady who used the menstrual blood and put it on her face as cleansing good luck and some other fucking shit, which was actually featured on one of my first podcasts, maybe my first or second podcast. Guys, go back and check it out. That was actually a fun story. Yeah, the lady that smeared feces all over her fucking face. Now I've got a woman. She went viral because she drank fucking dog's urine and did a video about it. Here it is.
How I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow. Here's my secret.
This is her secret. Her dog's about to take a piss and she's taking one of those fucking disposable cups, clear disposable cups, and she's holding it under her dog's fucking penis as he's peeing. It's coming out into the cup. She's bent over, drinking it, trying to get a fucking nice... Wow. That cup's getting filled up pretty high. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Fresh pee? Anyone? Fresh pee? No? She's still filling it up? I can't believe I'm watching this right now. She's not going to drink that, is she? Oh, my God. It's almost a full cup, and she's drinking it. Like, she's chugging that thing. She's chugging... Oh, wow. She took a pause, she said, and she's gonna finish it. Wow. She didn't like three good gulps, man. She just drank that fresh, hot fucking piss from the dog. Oh my God. Why? Listen to her.
Until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had really bad acne. Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, it has vitamin E in it, and it has 10 grams of calcium. And it's also proven to help cure cancer.
Okay, then.
That is why I look so much better than y'all.
That is why I look so much better than y'all. And yeah, that should wrap up today's show. Because that's why she looks so much better than y'all. And she has some issues, and I think she just likes attention. But if that worked for her, well, good for her. Market your dog's pee. Make us drink your dog's fucking pee. Hope you enjoyed the show. You can follow us on Facebook, Snooze You Lose Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter, Snooze You Lose One. You can follow us on Instagram at Snooze You Lose Podcast. And I mean, follow me, for fuck's sakes. You listen, follow me. Subscribe. Leave a comment. Get in touch with me. Maybe you got a crazy story to let me know about. Maybe you drink dog's piss or something. Or put shit all over your face to cure something. Let me know. Thank you. Bye-bye.